敬拜神。
I'd like to thank God for this opportunity to come and participate in this retreat and to be here worshiping with you also.
更加叫我感恩的是，透过 L 跟何长老的安排，我有机会去拜访你们当中的刘弟兄。
I'm especially grateful that I was able to visit Brother Liu Qi through the arrangement of Elder Ho.
刘弟兄夫妇是我很敬佩的一对传道人。
Brother and Mrs. Liu Qi are people that I really admire.
我记得在2003年我去南非探访他们的时候，
I remember in 2003 when I visited them in South Africa.
刘弟兄告诉了我下面这件事情。
Brother Liu told me about this incident.
他说那边的治安不好，常常都有抢劫的事情发生。
There's a lot of It's not very safe there, so there's a lot of robbery that goes on there.
他说有一天他在街道出街到上街到外面去买东西。
One day he went out shopping.
突然之间，就有个当地人把他的钱包给抢走了。
And this local just snatched his wallet and just took off running.
里头当然有钱，也有许他的证件。
There was money in there, but also all his documents.
那钱丢了无所谓，但是证件没有了就很麻烦了。
If you lose your money, it's not that big deal. But if you lose all his identity documents, it's a big problem.
你知道刘弟兄他怎么做呢？
Do you know what he did?
他做了所有人叫他不要做的事情。
He did what everybody told him not to do.
他跟着那个当地人追着他来跑，要他把那个钱包还给他。
He ran after the guy and tried to get his documents back.
这样做很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
因为你不知道对方有没有武器。
Because you don't know if he has a weapon.
因为你不知道对方会怎么反应。
You don't know how he will react.
但刘弟兄就是这样子追他。
But Brother Liu took off after him.
因为他那些东西本来是属于他的。
Because those belong to him.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？
Brother and sister, do you know?
因为罪的缘故，我们本来是属于魔鬼的。
Because of our sin, we had belonged, we used to belong to the devil.
未信主耶稣之前，我们都在黑暗当中，在魔鬼的掌控底下的。
Before we believe in God, we were all under the power of Satan.
但现在神拯救了我们。
But God has saved us.
我们出黑暗进入光明。
We've passed from darkness into light.
我们脱离魔鬼的掌控，进到神的国度里头。
We are no longer under the dominion of devil, but we are in God's kingdom.
这对我们来说是好消息。
So to us, this is good news.
但对魔鬼来说，那是 bad news.
But to devil, it is bad news.
那请问，魔鬼会就此罢手吗？
So let me ask you, is the devil just going to give up?
就是你买了东西，在停车场去走，要到上你的车的时候。
Let's say that you're going shopping, you bought your stuff, and you're getting into your car.
突然之间，有个小孩子往你那边走过来，撞了你一下，把你的钱包给抢走。
And this little kid and bumped you and took your wallet and took off.
你会怎么做呢
？What are you going to do?
你随着他走，说哎，拜拜了，钱包。
You're going to say, okay, bye.
不会的，你会追着那小孩要把钱包拿回来。
No, you're probably going to run after him and give me my money back.
弟兄姐妹，这正是魔鬼要做的事情。
But this is what the devil does.
虽然魔鬼知道他没办法可以从神手里头把我们抢回来。
Even though the devil knows that he cannot take you back from the hand of God.
但他不会放过我们。
But he's not going to let us go.
魔鬼会攻击我们。
He will attack us.
魔鬼会试探我们。
He will tempt us.
魔鬼会教我们犯罪。
He will cause us to sin.
他会破坏我们跟神的关系。
He will try and disrupt our relationship with God.
他要败坏我们的属灵生命。
He will destroy our spiritual life.
他要破坏我们与人的关系。
Destroy our interpersonal relationship.
他要叫神的名字得不到荣耀。
He does not want us to glorify God.
魔鬼会用尽心思的去夺取我们本来在神那边可以得到的福气。
He will do all he can to take away the blessings that we are supposed to receive.
所以圣经一次的又一次的提醒我们。
So time and again, the Bible tells us.
你们是在一场属灵的战争当中。
You are in a spiritual battle.
保罗在以弗所书第六章十二节，他这样说。
In chapter 6 of Ephesians, Paul tells us this.
我们的征战 对抗的不是有血有肉的人，而是执政的、掌权的、管辖这黑暗世界的和天上的邪灵。
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and power and the rulers of the dark places.
弟兄姐妹，原来我们在一场属灵的征战当中。
So we are in a spiritual battle.
我们的敌人是看不见的魔鬼。
Our enemy is the devil that we cannot see.
我们并不是与那些有血有肉的人征战。
We are not fighting against flesh and blood.
你的敌人不是那个得罪你的人。
Your enemy is not the person that offends you.
你的敌人并不是在背后重伤你的那个同事。
It's not the backstabbing colleague that you have at work.
你那个不好的邻居不是你的敌人。
And your enemy is not your nosy neighbor.
那个把你男朋友抢走、把你的婚姻破坏的狐狸精不是你的敌人。
And not the home wrecker that took your boyfriend or ruined your family.
你真正的敌人是魔鬼。
Your real enemy is the devil.
这一点我们要搞清楚啊。
You have to be clear about this.
我们是在一场属灵的征战里头。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们不是跟血属气的人来征战。
We are not. Our battle is not with flesh and blood.
乃是与那掌和幽暗世界的魔鬼征战。
Is the ruler of the dark places.
如果我们不搞清楚这一点，
If we are not clear about this,
我们就会打错仗。
We'll fight the wrong battle.
我们会杀错良民。
We'll kill the innocent civilian.
而魔鬼就在当中得胜了。
And the devil will receive his victory.
如果我们不搞清楚这一点，
If we are not clear about this,
我们就会用错方法、用错兵器去打仗。
We'll use the wrong strategy and we'll use the wrong weapons.
而不是用神的方法、用属灵的武器去打这场仗。
And we'll not be using God's way and God's weapons to fight this battle.
结果魔鬼就赢了。
So in the end, the devil will prevail.
但魔鬼不单只攻击我们个人。
But the devil does not just attack us individually.
魔鬼也会利用人的软弱来攻击教会整体。
But he will use our weakness to attack the church.
一次我有机会跟一位旧的中学同学见面。
Once I remember I was meeting with an old high school classmate.
我们在 IHOP 那边吃宵夜。
We are at IHOP having a meal.
我们已经有二十几年没见面了。
We haven't seen each other for over 20 years.
但我们都认得对方。
But we recognize each other.
只不过呢，大家都没有像年轻那个时候那么英俊了。
We were just not as handsome as we used to be.
在谈话当中，我们自然问到你在做什么，我在做什么。
As we were talking, you know, naturally we say, hey, what are you doing? What am I doing?
哦，他是一个医生，是一个家庭医生。
So he is a family doctor.
他认识很多他当地的华人。
And he knows a lot of the local Chinese people.
他知道我是传道人的时候，他就很主动的跟我说。
And he knows that I'm a pastor, so he told me.
我很少去教堂的。
I seldom go to church.
那我就趁着机会问，为什么呢？
So I asked him why.
他说，很抱歉，我要这样子说。
He said, unfortunately, I have to tell you this.
教会人多，中国人圈子少，很容易有许多的闲言闲语惹来是非。
He said that, you know, there are a lot of people in the church, but there's not really, the Chinese circle is kind of small. So within the church, you know, people talk and there's a lot of gossip going on and it causes a lot of problems.
我是医生，会很不方便的。
I'm a doctor, so that's not a good thing.
请问，我这个同学所讲的有没有错？
So let me ask you, did he say the right thing?
他没有讲错。
What he said was right.
是不是事实？
Was it true?
是事实。
It's true.
我们教会有没有这个问题？
Does our church have this problem?
有啊。
Yes.
是不是每一个教会一定就有这种问题？
Does every church, is every church going to have this problem?
不是的。
But no.
如果我们每一个人都完全按照圣经的原则来处事待人的话，
If each of us act and relate to each other according to the principles of the Bible,
如果我们每一个人都用神的方法，用属灵的兵器去打这场属灵的仗的话，
if each of us uses God's strategy and His weapons to fight this spiritual battle,
如果我们每一个人都认定我们的敌人是魔鬼，不是我们不喜欢的人，
if we can clearly understand that our enemy is not the people that we don't like, but it's the devil himself,
如果我们都愿意被神塑造，效法主耶稣基督，
if each one of us will be used and molded by God and to imitate Jesus,
教会就会有爱，有包容，有同心，
and that we will love, forgiveness and unity within the church,
教会也会有见证，有神的同在，
and we will bear testimony and we will have God's presence among us.
没有一个教会是完全的，
there's no perfect church,
没有一个人是完全的，
there's no perfect person,
但我们可以不让魔鬼继续在我们生命当中有机会。
But we do not have to continuously allow the devil to work in our life.
我们可以不让魔鬼继续在我们教会当中来做破坏。
We do not have to continue to allow the devil to come and destroy God's work in the church.
我们可以不让魔鬼继续在我们婚姻里头来搞破坏。
We do not have to continuously allow the devil to destroy our family and marriage.
那我们可以怎么做呢？
What can we do?
我们可以怎么去得胜呢？
How can we win?
我们怎么可以分辨出魔鬼的诡计呢？
How can we discern what is the devil's plan?
我们怎么可以在这个征战当中看到神的能力呢？
How can we see God's power in this battle?
这是一瓶 shampoo.
This is a bottle of shampoo.
这是一支牙膏。
This is a toothpaste.
这两样东西都有洁净的清洁的作用。
These are both for cleaning.
你要刷牙的时候，你用牙膏。
When you brush your teeth, you use toothpaste.
你头发脏了要洗头的时候，你用 shampoo.
To wash your hair, you use shampoo.
请问，你会用 shampoo 来刷牙的吗？
You're gonna brush your teeth with shampoo.
你会用牙膏来洗头的吗？
You're gonna clean, you wash your hair with toothpaste.
不会啊。
No.
如果你正常的话，你不会。
Well, normally you won't.
要用对的东西。才能把脏的东西洗干净。
You need to use the right cleansing agent to clean the right things.
洗头发要用 shampoo.
Wash your hair with shampoo.
刷牙要用牙膏。
Wash your teeth with toothpaste.
同样的，打属灵的仗要用属灵的武器。
Similarly, to fight the spiritual battle, you need spiritual weapons.
要打败那个我们看不见的敌人魔鬼。
To win against the devil that we cannot see.
那个属灵的武器是什么呢？
What is this spiritual weapon?
很重要的那个武器。
It's very important.
就是祷告。
That is prayer.
可能有人会说，哎呀 Edward 啊，哎呀你真的老套，有没有新鲜一点的东西啊，祷告。
You're saying that, hey, Ed, you got something new, you know, not the same old, you know, prayer.
这就是我起初的反应。
This was my initial reaction.
但我错了。
But I was wrong.
这个也是因为我们，就是因为这个缘故，我们常常被魔鬼打败了。
And because of this, we are often defeated by the devil.
我们怎么样可以在属灵征战当中得胜呢？
How can we win the spiritual battle?
我们怎么在属灵征战当中看到神的能力呢？
How can we see God's power in this spiritual battle?
就是要祷告。
To pray.
不是随便的祷告。
And not just casually.
乃是很认真的祷告。
But seriously.
很不断的祷告
Continuously.
不断的认真的祷告
Continuously, seriously pray.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why?
因为祷告就是战争了。
Because prayer itself is the battle.
你知道为什么很多时候我们不想祷告吗？
Do you know why we often don't want to pray?
那就是一场战争来的。
Because that is a battle.
祷告本身就是一场属灵的征战啊。
Prayer itself is the spiritual battle.
祷告是决定胜负的一场的征战。
Prayer determines the outcome of the spiritual battle.
弟兄姐妹啊，
Brother and sister,
要打赢这场属灵的战争，
to win the spiritual battle,
我们必须要不断的祷告，
we have to continuously pray,
认真的祷告，
seriously pray.
祷告本身就是一场属灵的战争。
Because prayer itself is the spiritual battle.
这是我们所需要的。
This is what we need.
刚才所读的圣经，我们读到以色列人出埃及。
We read about the Israelites going into the wilderness.
他们出埃及进到旷野的时候，他们遇到那个亚玛力人要去打他们。
A and they met up with the Amalekites who attacked them.
圣经说，当时以色列人经过的地方叫做利非定。
And they went to this place called Rephidim.
亚玛利人就趁着机会要去打他们。
And the Amalekites came to attack them.
大家知道亚玛利人是很喜欢打仗的。
The people of Amalek loved to fight.
他们常常去抢劫别人的东西的。
They go out and attack other places for their spoil.
所以亚玛利人是很懂得打仗的。
They really know how to fight.
但以色列人呢？
But what about Israel?
以色列人在埃及头做了奴隶400年了。
The Israelites has been slaves for 400 years.
他们从来未曾打过仗。
They have never fought a battle.
所以从这个情形来看。
So in lieu of this,
以色列人怎么可能可以打得赢亚玛利人呢？
How can they win against the people of Amalek?
当我们读圣经，我们看到以色列人打赢了。
But when we read the Bible, we know that they won.
为什么一个从来未曾打过仗的奴隶能够打赢有战争经历的亚玛利人呢？
How is it that these slaves that have never fought a battle can win against the people of Amalek?
摩西做了什么呢？
What did Moses do?
请大家看出埃及记第17:9-10.
Let's read the book of Exodus chapter 17.
第九第十。
Verses 9-10.
摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战，明天我手里又拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Moses said to Joshua, choose the man and tomorrow I will go up into the hill into the hilltop.
第十节，于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。
So Joshua did according to the word of Moses and to fight with the Amalekites.
摩西、亚伦与乌尔都上了山顶。
Moses, Aaron and Hur went to the hilltop.
我们看见摩西吩咐约书亚带人去打仗。
We see that Moses told Joshua to go into battle.
然后他自己呢都到山顶去。
And he went into the hilltop.
请问战争真正的战场是在哪里呢？
Let me ask you, where is the real battle?
真正的战场，决定胜负的战场，是在山谷底下还是在山顶上面呢？
Is what is going on in the battlefield or up on hilltop deciding the outcome of the battle?
真正的战争不在山谷，而在山顶上面。
Because the real battle is not in the valley but on the hilltop.
为什么这样说呢？
Why?
第十一节说，
In verse 11,
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜。
Whenever Moses lifted up his hand, the Israelites prevailed.
何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
Whenever he let down his hand, the Amalekites prevailed.
原来以色列人是否得胜，并不在乎约书亚的战略。
So whether the Israelites win or lose is not dependent on Joshua's battle strategy.
以色列人是否得胜，不在乎人的智慧，不在乎人的力量。
Whether they win or lose is not dependent on their wisdom or their ability.
他们是否得胜来在乎摩西有没有举起手来依靠神。
And whether they win or lose is dependent on whether Moses lifted up his hand.
真正的战争是在山顶上面。
The real battle is up on the hill.
决定胜负的战争是在山顶上面，不是在山谷底下。
The real battle is on hilltop and not in the valley.
摩西什么时候举手，以色列人就得胜。
Whenever Moses lifted up his hand, the Israelites won.
什么时候垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
Whenever he let down his hand, the Amalekites.
摩西在山上举手是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when Moses lifted up his hand?
为什么他举手就会赢呢？
Why is it that when he lifted up his hand, they prevailed?
有没有留意到圣经说摩西带着什么去山顶呢？
Do you see what Moses brought up onto the hill?
第九节说是神的杖。
In verse 9 it says it's God's rod.
为什么摩西带着神的杖去山顶呢？
Why did he bring the rod of God to the hilltop?
因为出埃及的时候，神是用这个手杖来显出他的大能的。
Because when they left Egypt, God was using through this rod that God was doing all these miracles.
当埃及王不允许以色列人出埃及的时候
，When Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go，
神就吩咐摩西举起他那个手杖
，And God told Moses to lift up his rod。
神就大打雷，像冰炮，把埃及地的蔬菜树木全部都打坏了。
And God sent down hail and lightning to destroy the vegetation in Egypt。
当法老不肯悔改，不让以色列人出去的时候
，When Pharaoh does not repent and would not let the Israelites go，
神吩咐摩西举起杖来
，And God asked Moses to lift up his rod。
结果蝗虫就来遍满整个埃及地
，And the locusts covered the land of Egypt。
后来当以色列人离开埃及去到红海的时候
，So when the Israelites departed Egypt。And was against the Red Sea，
前无去路，后有追兵。
There was no way forward, and there were these soldiers coming behind them。
记得神吩咐摩西做什么
？What did God ask Moses to do？
他吩咐摩西举起他的杖来。
God asked Moses to lift up his rod。
神就把红海分开。
And God parted the Red Sea。
以色列人终于过了红海了。
The Israelites crossed the Red Sea。
但是埃及的追兵也追到红海那边来。
But the soldiers from Egypt were coming right behind them。
神叫摩西做什么
？So what did God ask Moses？
叫他举起他的手杖。
He said, lifted up his rod。
神就叫红海那海水流回来，淹死了所有的埃及追兵。
And God closed the Red Sea and drowned all the Egyptians。
所以有没有看到
？So do you see this？
摩西手中的杖就代表了神的能力。
So the rod of Moses represent the power of God。
所以称为是神的杖。
So that's why it's the rod of God。
每当摩西举起手举起他的杖的时候
，Whenever Moses lifted up the rod of God，
就是表示他是在依靠神，表示他是靠着神的能力来打这场仗的。
So he's depending on God and God is fighting for them。
表示神是他们的元帅。
And God is the general。
当他这样举起掌来的时候，神的能力就彰显出来了。
Whenever he lifts his rod, God's power is magnified。
所以摩西什么时候举起手掌来，以色列人就得胜。
So whenever Moses lifted up his hands, the Israelites prevailed。
什么时候垂下来，以色列人就打败。
Whenever he put down his hand, the Israelites lose。
因为以色列人得胜与否。并不在于约书亚的战略。
Because the Israelites, whether they win or lose, is not dependent on Joshua's battle strategy.
来在乎摩西有没有举起手来，表示他们是依靠神来打这场仗。
But for Moses to lift up his hand to show that they are dependent on God.
我们看到摩西面对征战的时候，他做了两件的事情。
So when they were fighting the battle.Facing the battle, Moses did two things.
他一方面吩咐约书亚带人去迎敌。
On the one hand, he told Moses to Joshua to go fight.
另外一方面，自己就拿着神的杖到山顶去依靠神。
And himself, he took the rod and went up to the hilltop.
摩西并没有因为以色列人从来没有打过仗，就找借口逃避不去面对。
He did not look for excuse and say, "Hey, we have never fought a battle. We are afraid."
摩西做了人应该做的以后
，Moses did what he needs to do。
然后他就自己拿着手杖到山顶去依靠神。
And then he went up to the hill to look for God。
因为他知道虽然人有他当尽的责任
，even because he knows that even man need to fulfill his responsibility。
得胜是在乎神，不是在乎人。
But whether we win。It's dependent on God.
弟兄姐妹，我们是在一场属灵的征战当中。
Brothers and sisters, we are in a spiritual battle.
在属灵战争当中，我们不能够用自己的能力。
In this battle, we cannot depend on our strength.
不错，我们有我们当尽的责任，当做的事情。
Certainly, there are things that we need to do and responsibility we need to uphold.
比如说，我们要逃避试探。
For example, we need to flee from temptation.
比如说，我们要体贴圣灵，不要体贴肉体。
That we need to walk in the spirit and not the flesh.
虽然我们有责任要去做我们该做的事情。
We have our responsibility to do certain things.
但得胜是在乎神，不在乎我们自己。
But the winning is dependent on God and not on us.
我们不需要找根 木杖举起来表示我们依靠神。
We need not go find a rod and hold it up.
这就祷告，我们就表示我们对神的依靠。
But through prayer we show that we depend on God.
就像以色列人打仗一样，
Just like the Israelites.
真正的征战是在山顶上面。
The real battle is on the hilltop.
在我们的属灵的战争当中，真正打仗的地方乃是我们的祷告。
In our spiritual battle, the real battle is in prayer.
我们什么时候祷告得胜了，我们就在那个时候打赢了。
When we win in our prayer, we win in our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们的征战就在祷告里头。
And our battle is in the prayer.
不是那个得罪你的人。
It's not against those that offend you.
不是那个得罪你的老公。
It's not the husband that upsets you.
人的方法，人的智慧不能够叫我们得胜。
Our way and our method cannot cause us to win.
要得胜就要很认真的去祷告。
To win we must seriously pray.
魔鬼不怕我们去传福音。
The devil is not afraid that we'll go and preach the gospel.
魔鬼不怕我们热心的来侍奉。
He's not afraid that we serve fervently.
魔鬼也不怕我们派宣教士去传道。
He's not afraid that we send missionaries out.
魔鬼不怕我们举办多少次的培灵分信会。
He's not afraid that we hold revival meetings.
他不怕我们办多少次的家庭那个婚姻讲座。
It doesn't matter how many times we have a family counseling forums.
我们所做的一切对魔鬼一点威胁都没有。
All that we do does not threaten him in the least bit.
魔鬼一点都不怕我们所做的。
He's not in the least bit afraid of what we do.
除非我们是靠着神的能力来做。
Except we do it dependent on the power of God.
除非我们是不断的认真的来祷告。
Unless we seriously and continuously pray.
当神的子民祷告的时候，魔鬼就怕。
When God's people pray, the devil is afraid.
以前我听过人说我们要祷告摇动神的宝座。
I've heard people said that, hey, we must pray to shake the throne of God.
有没有听过？
Have you heard of this?
那我觉得这个不对啊。
I said that might not be right.
神的宝座怎么个给人摇动的呢？
How can we shake the throne of God?
神是那么硬心不听祷告吗？
Is God hard-hearted that he does not listen?
要我们去拼命祷告去摇他的宝座才听吗？
That we have to pray and shake his throne so that he listens?
不是的。
That's not right.
神是一个听祷告的神。
God listened to prayer.
神是一个大能的神。
God is a powerful God.
没有一个人的祷告能够摇动神的宝座的。
And no one can pray to shake his throne.
但任何一个基督徒的祷告，
But any Christians that pray.
就算你是一个初信主的，
Even if you are a new believer.
任何一个神的儿女祷告，
Any child of God that pray.
都可以震动魔鬼的座位。
When it can shake the seat of the devil.
弟兄姐妹，
Brother and sister,
不要轻看祷告这个属灵的武器。
Do not look lightly on this weapon of prayer.
祷告就是一场属灵的征战。
Prayer is a spiritual battle.
胜败在乎你在祷告当中有没有得胜。
Whether you win or lose, it depends on whether you win in your prayer.
在乎你有没有很认真的祷告。
Whether you seriously pray.
是否不断的认真的祷告。
Whether you continuously seriously pray.
弟兄姐妹，我们小心不要中了魔鬼的诡计。
Brother and sister, do not be deceived by the devil.
不要让忙碌的生活抢夺了我们认真祷告的时间。
Do not let your busy life rob you of your prayer schedules.
我知道我们大部分基督徒每一天最低限度应该有五次祷告吧。
I think us believers, we should have at least 5 times we pray.
早晨起来一次。
When we get up.
早餐一次。
Breakfast.
午餐一次。
Lunch.
晚餐一次。
Dinner.
晚上睡觉一次。
Right before you go to bed.
最低限度有五次祷告。
So at least you pray 5 times.
这样很好。
That's good.
但可不可以往前走一步？
But can you take 1 step forward?
可以啊。
Yes.
可能有人会说，
Some of you might say,
我常常都祷告的嘞。
I pray a lot.
我什么时候想到什么事情，就会及时在那个时候祷告的。
Whenever I think of something, I will pray right then.
所以开车的时候我会祷告。
So when I drive, I will pray.
做事的事情的时候我会祷告。
When I'm working, I'll pray.
甚至上厕所的时候我都会祷告。
Sometimes I go to the bathroom, I pray.
哎，这样就很好啊，随时祷告啊。
That's good. You continuously pray.
但可不可以更往前一步？
But can you take one step forward?
可以。
One more step.
我鼓励大家。
I encourage all of you.
每天用15分钟的时间专心祷告。
Take 15 minutes to pray.
分别为圣，15分钟，很认真的在那边来祷告。
Set this time aside to seriously pray.
不错，我们大家都很忙。
Certainly we are busy.
啊，上班的有上班的忙。
We have to go to work.
啊，带小孩的有带小孩的忙。
Or we have to take care of the kids.
啊，每天怎么可能分别15分钟出来祷告呢
？How can we take 15 minutes to pray?
但上班的应该都有30分钟的 lunch time 吧。
But you know, when you work, you should have 30 minutes of lunch.
你可以用你午餐的时间来祷告。
You can take you can use your lunch to pray.
带小孩的，带孩子休息的时间，你可以来祷告啊。
If you're taking care of children when they go to bed, when they sleep, you can pray.
我知道。有些人是不可以不吃午餐的。
I know some of you cannot not eat.
我也知道有些太太们不可以看到房间很乱，不首先去把它整理干净的。
I know some ladies, if the place is untidy, you have to tidy up.
但如果我们真的明白，祷告是一场属灵的战争。
But if we truly understand that prayer is a spiritual battle.
如果我们真的相信。
If we truly believe,
我们自己、我们的家庭、我们的教会是否能够胜过魔鬼的攻击，全在乎我们在祷告当中是否得胜。
If we truly believe that our life, our family, our church, and whether we win or not is truly dependent on our prayer,
我们还会想着去吃吗？
Do you think you still want to go eat?
我们还会想到首先把房子整理好吗
？Do you think that it's so important to tidy up your house?
你可能甚至会啊，请人来推啊来割草，让你多一个小时好好来祷告。
Or maybe you'll hire somebody to come and cut your grass so that you can take that time to pray.
所以弟兄姐妹，问题不是时间的问题。
So brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of time.
问题是在乎我们有没有体会到事情的严重性。
What it is that whether we understand the importance of this.
问题我们有没有明白到魔鬼会攻击我们
？Whether we understand that the devil does attack.
会破坏我们的生命
？It would destroy our life.
会破坏我们家庭
？It would destroy our family.
会破坏我们的教会
？It would destroy our church.
时间不是问题
，Time is not the problem.
问题是我们有没有体会到祷告。都是一场的征战。
The problem is we realize that prayer is a spiritual battle.
问题是我们是否知道，征战的胜负就在乎我们祷告怎么样。
Whether we understand that whether we win or lose depend on how we pray.
弟兄姐妹啊，
Brothers,
我们要小心。
We have to be careful.
不要让外面各样属灵的活动取代了祷告。
Do not substitute spiritual activities for prayer.
不要以为传福音的时候才是打仗的时候。
Do not think that when you go preach the gospel, that's the spiritual battle.
不要以为你去侍奉的时候，那才是打仗的时候。
Don't think that when you serve, that's the spiritual battle.
征战乃是在祷告的当中。
Spiritual battle is prayer.
当我们在祷告当中赢了、胜了。
If we win in our prayer,
我们去服事的时候，我们去传福音的时候
，when we serve, when we preach the gospel,
那就是我们受割的时候，那就是我们收取战胜利品的时候。
That's the time for harvest. That's the time to gather the spoil.
当我们在祷告中得胜了
，when we pray and we win in prayer,
我们就会看到神的能力。
We will see the power of God.
我们就会看到。神怎么在我们这个不完全人的生命里头，可以流出神的样式出，主的生命出来
？That we can see how our imperfect life can reflect the power of God.
我们就能够荣耀我们神。
Then we can glorify our God.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
当我们在祷告这场征战里头得胜了
，If we win in this spiritual battle of prayer.
不单只我们个人可以胜过魔鬼的攻击
Not only can we win against the attack of the devil
我们的教会也可以成为一个荣耀神的教会
our, our church can become a church that glorifies God.
所以我希望大家记得两个事情。
So I'd like you to remember two things.
第一，就是我们在一场属灵的战争当中。
Firstly, we are in a spiritual battle.
因为以前我们是属于魔鬼的，在魔鬼的掌控底下。
Because we used to belong to the devil and we were under his power.
现在神把我们救出来了，进到神那边去了。
But God has saved us and we are his children.
魔鬼失去了我们，他是不会就此罢休的。
And the devil will not rest just because of that.
虽然魔鬼再不能够得着我们的生命，
even though he cannot take our life from us,
但他要败坏我们的生命，
but he want to corrupt it.
虽然魔鬼不再能够控制我们，
even though he cannot accuse us,
他要攻击我们，
attack us.
他要夺取我们在神国里头可以得到的福气，
he will take away the blessing that we should have in the kingdom.
他要拆毁我们的生命，
he want to dismantle our life.
他要攻击神的教会，
he want to attack the church.
他要神得不到荣耀。
He does not want God to receive his glory.
我们是在场属灵的征战当中。
We are in a spiritual battle.
这是我们要记住的第一件事情。
So、this is the first thing we should remember.
我们还需要记住的第二件事情。
We need to remember number two.
就是祷告本身就是一场的战争。
That prayer itself is the spiritual battle.
事实上，祷告就是决定胜负的那一场的战争。
And prayer decides on whether you win or lose.
祷告就是属灵的征战。
Prayer is the spiritual battle.
我们要看重祷告。
We need to take prayer seriously.
那是打属灵的仗的属灵的武器。
But fighting a spiritual battle requires spiritual weapon.
好不好？你下定决心，从今天开始，每天分别十五分钟，好好认真的来祷告。
Today, can we make that decision that says that yes, each day I will take 15 minutes.As a first step to pray.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
可以先用五分钟来感谢神，敬拜神。
You can take 5 minutes to praise and thank God.
想到神的大能。
Think about his power.
为你的家人，为你自己来祷告。
Pray for your family, pray for yourself.
另外五分钟可以为到弟兄姐妹，为了教会来祷告。
And the next 5 minutes you can pray for the church and your brothers and sisters.
为到牧师，为到长老们来祷告。
Pray for your pastor and your elders.
魔鬼要攻击教会的时候，他首先会攻击牧师长老。
When the devil attacks the church first, he'll attack the pastor and the elders.
要为他们祷告。
So pray for them.
用五分钟为你未信主的朋友、未信主的同事、未信主的亲人来祷告。
Spend 5 minutes to pray for your unbelieving co-workers, friends, and your families.
这是很重要的。也要为美国这个国家祷告，或者为到你的祖国来祷告。
And very importantly, pray for your country, pray for America, pray for China.
弟兄姐妹
Francis,
要认真的祷告。
Pray seriously.
不要让魔鬼有机会。
Do not give the devil an opportunity.
祷告，这是决定胜负的那一场战争。
Pray decides the outcome of this spiritual battle.
我们就来祷告吧。
Let's pray.
我们在天上慈悲的父神，
our Heavenly Father，
谢谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄。
Thank you that you have given us the authority to pray。
谢谢你是一个听祷告的神。
And that you hear our prayer。
我们来到你面前向你认罪。
And we come before you, we confess our sins。
因为我们很多时候轻看了祷告。
Because we did not take prayer seriously。
就算有祷告，也是很束缚的，很轻松的，不认真的来祷告。
And we carelessly, casually, we pray, we are not serious.
天父，我们今天明白到，这个祷告原来就是决定我们属灵征战的胜败的一个征战。
Father, today we realize that the prayer decides the outcome of this spiritual battle.
愿你的灵激励我们，大家一起的靠着神的灵来祷告。
May your spirit stimulate us to continue to pray.
帮助我们靠着主得胜。
Help us to lean on you so that we can win.
在我们生命当中，你能够得到一切当得的荣耀。
And in our life that you can receive the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.